Gimel Iyar, Tovshin Ayin Beis, Rav Shammai Schleider, Sfiris HaOmer, 49 or 50.
Rashi in Parshas Emor is Meir on the Sikkim, which we say every day, for Sfiris HaOmer, we say, V'Tzvatim Lechem Mimochas HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos is Tzminig, 49 days, and the Pasuk carries on and says Tisru Chamishim Yom. We have a Sira, Kilu the Sira Sa'ima, the Pasuk seems to say is 7 times 7, which is 49, it was only 49 days, and the Pasuk carries on and says Tisru Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. Which is it 49 or 50? So Rashi Latira stells on this Kasha, and Tesis and Menachas asks the Kasha, and the Rosh, at the end of the Sochim, brings the truths in which Rashi and Tosfos say, and he says they're basic truths and he doesn't agree with them. He brings at the very end of the Sochim, Arab Sochim, he says, Yesh Makshim, given the Kratama Tisbu Chamishim Yain, since the Pasuk says you should count 50 days, why do we only count 49 days? But Deichikim Leparish, a Pasuk, they get into Deichik and they explain the Pasuk, Admi Machas HaShabbos Yain Chamishim. It's killer, the prophet said, count until the 50th day, lay ab bichlal. But it's only, you should count until the 50th day, but the 50th day don't count. That's one shot. Inami, chamishim yom, doesn't go on the counting. Chamishim yom goes on like, that what the prophet carries on says, v'kratim min chadosh l'Hashem. Again, it says, this is a big deichet, because the prophet says, Sheva Shabbos is Tminus Diyana, Adam Mokhas HaShabbos HaShvid, Tisbu Chamishim Yom, the captain in the Chadosh HaShem, so he's going to say, Tisbu goes on, Adam Mokhas HaShabbos HaShvid is Tisbu, and then Chamishim Yom goes on the captain. The Rosh, V'linir, She'ein Onu Sichin, L'dchukei Salalu. We don't need these Dechik Terutzim. And he says, Kibin Shekosav Behedya, Sheva Shabbos is Chosavacha, Ein Nispa Yesimi Sheva Shabbosis. Since the Torah says Sheva Shabbosis, about it's only 49 days, Dr. Rosh. So why did it say Chamishim Yom? Dr. Rosh, the reason why it says Chamishim Yom is because that's the day for the Torah. Le'kasha midit, she came there Chamikra, k'shemagia aminin, l'schum asoriyes. When it comes to the full tens, pochas atameina is the b'cheshim nasiyes, v'ein mashkiyach al-chasor ne'echot. The Torah counts 50 as 49 as 50, and he brings his examples. Kiyotzebe, Kol Nefesh Lebeit Yaakov Abom Mitzrayim Ashivim Nefesh. Really, there was only 69? And then he brings the Pasuk of Arboim Yaakov, and Hashem Kiseitze, it says by Malkus. You should get 40 Malkus. And we know Chazal tells us you only get 39 Malkus. So we have here three Terutzim. Rosh says the first Terutzim of Deich, then he says his own Terutz. But it's Muskim that we only count 49 days, we don't count 50 days. The Magen Avraham brings in Hilchos Shavuos that Ma'achin and the Taz as well, Ma'achin is Bal Ma'ar B'Shavuos, so it shouldn't be Tmimus. You don't start the 50th day of Shavuos in order not to spoil the Tmimus of the 49 days that go before it. The Rosh in Arabic Sochem argues on the Magen Avraham. Because the Rosh, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Arabic Sochim, that the Rosh Nama Mishnah is Le'yechal Odom at Shetechshach, that a person shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach until it gets dark. So Rosh Pesach already up and all asks, Amai Yitzrech at Shetechshach, Pshita? It's poshut you should only eat at Shetechshach. Void kosher the Gemara gave Shabbos the Yom Tov Lek Tonele. By other Yom Tov and Shabbos, it doesn't say you only eat at Shetechshach. Voimari mikruvio the gave matzah dafka bilon at Shetechshach. Dafka by matzah you need at Shetechshach, and he brings the Tosefta that it says by matzah Pesach matzah morim it's bosom is Shetechshach. V'tamim shum dichsiv v'ochlus habos b'layla azeh matzah umori ikshul lePesach. Since it says in the Pasuk in Shemos Lamed Gimel, V'ochlus Habosah B'layla Azeh, there's a special din that you've got to eat Pesach B'layla. Therefore, there's a din that you can't eat the matzah, which is Chukish LePesach, until Layla. Rav Chaim Vassman here often asks the Stira from this Tosfos So a place in Ksuvos, there's a Gemara in Ksuvos where the Gemara declares, how do you know that a man is Zofa in the mighty dam of his daughter? And the Gemara says, maybe you can learn that from Esbitim and Shati, the Isha Zer, that since the father can marry off his daughter, if he's not entitled to a mighty dam, how can he marry her off? At the time of the Chuppah, he's taking away her mighty dam. So the Gemara answers, he marries her off on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. As they state in the Gemara, man is Zayin Ksuvah. Tosfos then Ksuvahs, how can he marry her off on Shabbos and Yom Tovim? We've got the Issa Dereisa to get married on Yom Tovos, the Samachta the Chageto, and Eim Marilin Simcha the Simcha. So Tosfos answers, you know what it means? It means you don't get married on Yom Tov, you get married on Tosfos Yom Tov, on Tosfos Shabbos. Before, you're Mekabel Yom Tov, and so she can't do Melacha, so you're not taking away from Melacha. And then she gets married, then you make the Chuppah. So you can see from Tosfos, the Tosfos Shita is, that the Issa, when you Mekabel Tosfos Yom Tov, or Tosfos Shabbos, it doesn't get the Dinim of Yom Tov, the Dinim of Shabbos, it just gets the Issa Melacha. But the Din of Simcha doesn't apply yet, there's no Din of in Ma'arim Simcha the Simcha. They state in Tosfos in Ksuvos, here you see, that you could eat matzah on Erev Pesach, if it wasn't for the problem of the Erev Seis L'matzahs, you would be able to say you could eat matzah. Just, and like Tosfos said, you can make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, you can make Kiddush on Erev Yom Tov. You can eat the Suda on Erev Shabbos, on Tosfos Shabbos, you can eat the Suda on Erev Yom Tov. What's the difference? And from their taste, this is mashma, that there's no dinim of Shabbos on Yom Tov. It's only the Issa Melacha. So I heard from Rabbi Yoshe Beis Alevaitchik, wherever, he said like this. He said there's an earlier Gemara on Ein Aluk in Psochim, where the Gemara dashens the posuk of Vayisa Ach Sameach. The Gemara dashens Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Achin L'Simcha. We learn out from Yisa V'Ach Sameach, the Leil Yom Tov Achin is a Din Simcha. Ata Eim Leil Yom Tov Achin, or Eim Leil Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it comes to tell you that the first night of Pesach is a Din Simcha. Tamalema Ach. Or the first night of Sukkot, Tamalema Ach Cholok. So we see from there that there's no Din Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. Memela, Rabbi Yoshe Beis said it's perfect b'gishmak. Tosfos Benes holds, like Tosfos in Pesachim, that once you mekabel the Shabbos, once you mekabel Yom Tov, they have the Dinei Shabbos and you have the Dinei Yom Tov. You don't have the Din Laila, but you have the Dinei Shabbos, you have the Dinei Yom Tov, you can be Yotze Kiddush, you can be Yotze Sudas. Why is there no Din of Eimar Din Simcha b'Simcha? Because the Gemara dashens that there's no Simcha on Leil Yom Tov. The first night of Yom Tov, there's no Din Simcha. Since there's no Din Simcha, there's no problem in marrying the Simcha of the Simcha. But there you should all be asking, why can't you make the Chasna Mamish by night? Why do you need to make it in Tosfos Yom Tov? So Rabbi Yoshe Beis, that the Rishonim say that there's a Din on Yom Chasunotzai, that the whole day is a Din of Simcha, until Tzeisa Kechobim. If you make it on the night of Yom Tov, then it will go to the next day, and it will be Me'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. His Simcha, the Yom Chasunotzai, will go into the day of Yom Tov. But if you make it in Tosfos Yom Tov before Tosfos Chachamim, then as soon as Tosfos Chachamim, it will cut it off, and you will have no problem on Me'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Pardon? On Tosfos Yom Tov, or Tosfos Shabbos, there will be no problem. On Tosfos Yom Tov, where there's a Din Simcha, because the night, there's no Din Simcha. And there are normally the you can't do it at night because the simcha will go to the next day. But now the Sefer Chovim of Yom Tov will cut off the simcha. To go. So now there's no din simcha in the night or in Tosfos Yom Tov. And now when it becomes because the Asameach. Now when it becomes Sefer Chovim of Erev Yom Tov, of the night of Yom Tov, it cuts off the din deraisa of Yom Chasnasei. Because it only the whole din of Yom Tov Nosei goes until the next Sefer Chachamim. We'll see in a moment. It's an extension of Yom Tov, but it doesn't change the Sefer Chachamim. We'll see in a moment. Sefer Chachamim you can't change. Rambam says there's two dinim. There's Eineg and there's Simcha. The Simcha is a special extra din of drinking wine, and these dinim don't apply on the first night of Yom Tov. That's from Parsha Gemara, that's not the Kiddush of Rav Yoshe Beis, that's the Gemara 9 Aleph. And that's happening in Rambam, the Gaba Korbanos, the Naf Gimina, the Gaba, the Korban Pesach, the Chagiga. Pardon? Yes. To go back to our Inyan, So the Korban HaSamal of an art here in the Rosh is Medayik from the Rosh. The Rosh brings the same dinner taste as the architecture. And the Rosh here, in the very beginning of Arabic Sochim, says, Tema, Maiton Architecture, Tema, Be'er, Be'Shabbos, Be'er, Be'yom, Tevim, Delay, Ketonu, Ela, Le'yech, Menaminech, Lamala, Basulay. Be'yesh, Le'ma, the Othel, Ashminon, Afa, Gavda, Be'Shabbos, Be'Shai, Yom, Tevim, Yochel, Le'hesi, Menachel, Lala, Kedish, Be'lechel, Kedim, She'Techshach. In other words, Shabbos and Yom Tevim, you can eat, you can be meisiv on the chayl onto the kedish and eat before it gets dark. Just like the Gemara says in Tivus HaShacha, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos Veimi Kiddush Lakeis Berev. Mashein Erev Pesach Le Motza Ochel Achi Teshach. You can only eat. You can only start kiddush and the abakeses when it's dark. Not the Korban HaSamal of not. Mikan Raya the Lake Mog Navron Batim Tov Sadi Dalat. The Bleil Shvus Ein Mekatchin Alayayin Atzitz Chovim. The Rosh argues with the Magen Avraham on the Taz. The Rosh holds that even on Leil Shavuos, you're allowed to be Mekabel Shavuos early. Because the Rosh says the only Yom Tov where you're not allowed to is Pesach. As they state in Korban HaSamal. There's a few problems here in Rosh. What are we going to do on the first night of Sukkot? The first night of Sukkot, there's a din of Kezvav, the Yatsi to Kezayas in the Sukkot, Kezayas of bread in the Sukkot, just like the first night of Pesach. And just like the first night of Pesach, it says the Erev Tzeis L'Matzos, why don't you say on the first night of Sukkot also the Erev Tzeis L'Matzos, how can you eat early? The text is Poshet. And then it's the Mishabura in the Alocha touches on this point in Hilchos Sukkot. Abada, you can be Mekabel Sukkot early. And you can make a Leishi Basukkah before Yom Tov. You can drink wine and make a Leishi Basukkah. The only thing that needs matched is the Kazayah flavor of Tezvov, which you learn out from Hagamatzos. And the Mela, you can even eat, the Mishbur doesn't say that, the Rosh holds, you can even eat your challah. Just like eating your challah, make a leishi basukkah, just like you will do the next day and the next day of sukkah, just the mitzvah kiyumis. The achilas chayla tezvov, you'll have to wait till the night. The real shveritah comes on the last day of sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres. How can you start Shmini Atzeres before Nas and eat? You're eating outside the sukkah, you're eating bread outside the sukkah. So then this is the shveritah, Mechudish Diketav, which says that if you mekabel Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, it takes away, it cuts off the last day of Sukkot and it becomes Shmini Atzeres. But about the, like Mishra says, we don't pass night the Taz will be finished. How will the Rosh learn? That's say the Rosh was talking in Chutzlaret. The Rosh was talking in Chutzlaret, and Chutzlaret is no problem, because in Chutzlaret you anyway eat in a Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. You anyway in a Sukkot. So there's no steer, there's no problem in the Rosh. So what are the Nekuz which I want to show the Chum? First of all, we have to understand, why is it that I can be in Kabbal Shabbos, I can be in Kabbal Yom Tov, and I can make Kiddush, and I can make my Sukkah as all the Shabbos and the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Yom Tov, and the Kiddush of Yom Tov. But I can't eat my Matzah just because it's a B'laila. Why? I'm a Kabbal, it should be Laila. So the Adereh already shtells on this Nekuda, and he says, Apostle Esther, he says, when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos and I'm a Kabbal Yom Tov, it gives me Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov. It has the din of Shmir Shabbos, it has the Ism Lotha, and it has all the mitzvahs of Shabbos and the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. It says the chilek between Kiddush and Sudah and Matzah. What's the chilek? The chilek is that Matzah needs Laila. Kiddush of Shabbos doesn't need Laila. If you miss the Kiddush by night, you can make the Kiddush the next day. If you miss the Sudah by night, you can make the Sudah the next day. So he's saying Kabbalah Shabbos early or Kabbalah Yom Tov early gives me Kedushas Shabbos. It gives me Kedushas Yom Tov. But it doesn't give me Laila. I made it for Kiddush and Suda where I don't need it in Laila. I just need Kedushas Shabbos. I can, even by day, there's a little Kiddush. Even by day, there's a little Suda. But maybe I can already do my Kiddush. I can do my Suda. But by Pesach, where there's a din Laila of the Erev Tzeis L'Matzos, there I can't do it. Kabbalah can't make it Laila, just like Kabbalah can't make it Sefer Kechavim. He says, Gufa, that's Pshat in Nagoda, which we say, Yochel mi ba'idyoim, Tamad lehma ba'yamuhu bizman shem matza moram anokam tenecha. What's the Yochel mi ba'idyoim? How could I have a minna? I can say Agoda and I can do Sifi Yisir and Shem ba'idyoim. The Yochum Beidei means when you're Mekabel Tesis Yontav. I might have thought once I was Mekabel Tesis Yontav, I can already do CPCS and Shem. Talmud Yema, by Yema Hu, Bizman Shemat Samorim, and Ochum Asamethel, I need Laila, because of the din of Tesis and the Rosh, you need Laila of Barat Tesis Matzus, or the Rosh of Tesis, which brings the Echelis Votes by Laila. That's only din in Javon of Tfila, not in Nach from. I don't know what we let it be. The Rosh, we have another problem in the Rosh. If the Rosh holds you can be Mekabel, you can make it Kedushas Yontav and Kedushas Shabbos before Nach, why does the Rosh not hold of Tmimus? Why does the Rosh hold that you can be Mekabel Shavuos early and it doesn't disturb my Tmimus? If it makes it Shabbos and Kedushas Shabbos, just it doesn't make it Laila, so it's already Shavuos, it should stir the Tmimus of Sheva Shabbos' Tmimus. That's one kasha. Why is the Rosh not hold of the Hakvod of the Magen Avraham and the Taz that you shouldn't make Shavuos early? You shouldn't stop davening Maariv and make Kiddush early. And the second kasha is, if the Taz and the Magen Avraham are right, but there is a din on Shavuot that you can't start Shavuot early because it shares the Tmimus of the 49 days. Let me ask you a question. This Shabbos is the 21st day of the Omer. I'm going to be Mekabel, you're all going to be Mekabel Shabbos before Nach. Why, when you Mekabel Shabbos, this Shabbos before Nach, why doesn't it share that the 20th day, Friday, is the 20th day of the Omer, but I'm cutting off the 20th day of the Omer, I'm making it Eis Tmimus? Pardon? I'm sorry. Again. No, there's no din Laila by Shavuos. We're not talking about being Yotze Shavuos, but any din in Shavuos. We're talking about you can do the Rosh holds the Taz and the Magen Avraham holds you can't do Kiddush or Daven or Shavuos before Nach because it'll spoil the Tmimus of the 49 days. So why this Friday night can I start Shabbos early and say Kiddush early and have my Suda of Shabbos early? It should spoil the Tmimus of Friday. It's spreading the 20th day. I'm starting the 21st day before the 20th day has entered.
The first kasha on the Rosh is not the kasha, because you can say the Rosh is the Shifato. There's no such thing as this.
Even so, there's no 50, 49. So what? So why don't they share that 49? I'm shortening the 49 because I'm bringing the 50th day early. So you could tell me that the whole thing to me is only at the beginning and at the end. Because there's a Ritz Geus who says that if you miss the first day, you can't say the rest of the Omer. But if you miss any other day, it's okay. But the Emes, there's two shittas in Tesis and Menachos. The Bahag in Tesis and Menachos says that if you miss one day of the Omer, then you've missed the whole thing is filled into Minus. And Tesis says about the Bahag, the Tema Gedela was there, and the Leinahira, it couldn't be such a thing. Tesis says the whole Dintimimus is every day, to start at the beginning of the Laila, from the beginning of the Laila, that's the Dintimimus. And the Bemis and Shulchan Aruch, we passed him like Rabbi Natan. And the Shulchan Aruch says he meant to start and say Sri Asayim at the beginning of the Laila. And if you didn't say it at the beginning of the Laila, you can say it the whole Laila. And it's a pella why no one's matched to say Sri Asayim right at the beginning of the Laila, as if he stayed in the Mechaba. Oh, but you see from Rabbi Natan and the Mechaba, there's a din to Mimus every day. Mamela, why shouldn't this Friday night and every Friday night, how can I be Mekabel Shabbos early, and why doesn't that share in my din to Mimus? So the there's a Mechudish Dika, Rekeach, and Meshech Chochma, which is going to turn over the whole Mahalach, which we spoke about here. The Rekeach says like this. The Lashon of the Rekeach and Reg Sadi Dalet is, Sorach Lispe Mem Tesye, you've got to count 49 days, Avo B'yoyim Nun Ein Sorach Lispe, you don't now need to count the 50th day. Shainiske bebrocha betfilah, because your yotze the counting of the 50th day by making the brochas of Kiddush, the brochas of davening yontav tikkat davening, and the tefillah of yontav. And the Meshech Chochma is mazdir even more. Meshech Chochma says that the kabonos bizman hamikdash, the kabonos of That is the, with doing the korbanos, that's how you yetzer, and doing the dinim of shvuos, that's how you yetzer the sphere of shvuos. It comes out from the mesh chokma and the rekach, that is a mechudesh tikedin. There is benefit in the 50 yom. It's not just a din 49 days. There is a din to count 50 days. And listen to what the mesh chokma says. First, there's a Vasofra law, a Zovot, who was read down. She has to have Zainakim. And she has to count 7 days where she doesn't see down Fetis Zakasha. Why is the Vasofra law of a Zovot? She doesn't make a brother, Asher Kedishonim, and Fetis Zainakim. And we, when we make Sri Sa'imah, we say Asher Kedishonim, and Fetis Zainakim, what's the difference? Either Sri of the Sayer needs a brother, or it doesn't need a brother. Maybe it'll get spoiled. The Seder, she'll see down again, and it'll spoil the Seder, so this will all be bottled. She can't make the brother. Not the Meshach Chachma, Hachlos, and he says, no. He says, what's the Zobah counting? The Zobah had beforehand days of dam. And now, she has days, she's got to find days with no dam, days which are clean, Zainakim. So there's an inherent difference between those days which she's counting and the days before. Those were days with Rias Dam, and these are Zainakim, days which are knocking. So there's a difference between day of the Zainakim and a day of the Rias Dam. Mamela, when the Torah says counting, it doesn't mean you have to say, Ha'ezeyoyim Echad la Zainakim. It just means you've got to find days which are knocking. Ma'ashayim came by Sphere of the Omer. There's no inherent difference between day one of the Omer and the day before, or day two of the Omer and the day before, or day three of the Omer. They're all the same. There's no inherent difference between the two. There's no difference between the days of the Omer and any other days of the year. So when the Torah says you've got to count these days, you can't count there's a difference. It must mean you say, Ha'ezeh Yenech Lomer, Ha'ezeh Beis Yomim Lomer. But by Sphere of Azov, or Azovah, since there is a difference, and the Torah says, find days. Count days which are different, which are clean, not days which is a real dam. No matter there is no rise of the Torah meant you've got to speak out that I'm counting. You've just got to find days which are clean. You don't need to say how is a yemef or the yem shein or the yem shlishi. No matter he says that all the omer you have to say it out because there's no difference in the day. God said that on the 50th day. Since there's an inherent difference, it's Shavuot. This is the day of Shavuot. And this is a completely different day where you bring a Minacha Chadosh El Hashem, you bring the Omer. Mamele says that on that day you don't need to count it because it becomes like the day of Zobah. It's a different day. If that day, Easter, we can answer our kashas and everything comes out. Hatla Vefela, everything comes out on the Kenan Rishonim Rishitose. We ask the kasha in the Rosh. But why does the Rosh hold? First, let's explain that now we can understand why, if you start Shavuos early, like the Tazan and Morgan Avron, it shtet in the Tmimus. Because if you start Shavuos early, the way the Meshchochma and the Rekiat are learning, the Etzim pravering Shavuos, making davening Ma'ariv, Yom Tzedek of Ma'ariv on Shavuos, making Kiddush of Shavuos, pravering Yom Tzedek of Shavuos, that itself is the counting of the 50th day. So it comes, and counting the 50th day, still in the middle of the 49th day, when it's still the 49th day. Mamele shtet in tmimus, because I'm counting the next day before the day before is finished. But the Rosh, who we said at the end of Arabic Sotom, says clearly, there's no din of 50 days, there's only a din of 49 days. And like we've been madly now, the whole Issa to count, the whole list of Shtein and Tumas is where you count the last day while it's still the day before. The Mela, the Rosh, Pavring Shavuos is not counting anything because there's no din of Chamishim Yom. Mela, the Rosh, it's no problem with Tumas. The Rosh holds that when you mekabel Shavuos, you can do a Siddur Shavuos, you can do Kiddush, and it's already Shavuos, but it doesn't Shtein and Tumas because it's done the whole time. The only reason why anything should stay in Tmimus is if it's a sphere before you finish the day before, you're being safe for the next day. Here I'm being safe for the next day according to the Meshchokman and Rekiati counting the next day, Memel, it's a sphere. Or the Rosh says there's no din of Chamashim, you're not counting anything, there's no sphere Bechlal. Memel, to go back to what we asked the Kasha that according to the Taz and the Mogen Avraham will say that it's a son of Tmimus, we asked the Kasha, why every Friday night, this Friday when I make Kiddush, and I said, Makabel Shabbos, and I thought davening Shabbos, because davening on Friday, why isn't it Chisorin and Tumimus? The Teretz is Poshut. Because we said, when is it Chisorin and Tumimus? Only if by accepting the day, that is a Sfiras Ha'Ema. Mamela, I'm counting the next day Ha'Ema in the middle of the day before. But since when I'm Makabel Shabbos, I'm not being safe for the Ha'Ema. I'm just being Makabel Shabbos. And the fact of being Makabel Shabbos in Friday afternoon, before Shabbos, I'm being Moisiv on the Shabbos. That doesn't make it anything to do with Sfiras Ha'Ema. It's just a din in Kedushas Shabbos. But there's no inherent Sfiras Ha'Ema in being Makabel Shabbos. Mamela, it's not the Sfira. The Ostrovsky Rebbe met Rav Chaim Oizer once on holiday in Kremitzer, and Rav Chaim Oizer pressed him to say a Shtikl Torah. And the Ostrovsky Rebbe said over a Shtikl Torah, and Rav Chaim Oizer was very misspoke. He had lots of anav on the Torah, and he said, you know, you're then a Gavra Rabba. You're a Gavra Rabba. So the Ostrovsky Rebbe said, just because I say a good shtickle Torah, I'm a Talmud Chacham, that doesn't make me a Gavra Rabba. So Chaim Oizer said to him, where do you know from? How do you know that? So he says, I'll tell you why. There's a Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara in Makkos, which says, Kama Tipshoi Bavloi, how Tipshim are the Bavlim, that they get up Mishim Sefer Torah, they stand up for Sefer Torah, and they don't get up for a Gavra Rabba. And the Gemara says, you know why they should get up for the Gavra Rabba? Because in the Sefer Torah it says, Aboyim Yakeno. It says you get 40 matters. And Chacholim, Kilu Al-Khoshav, and the Sefer Torah, they come and say the 40 means 39. So Ostrovsky said, why does it bring a Pasuk in Pashas Kisetzeh of Abayim Yakenu? It should have brought a Pasuk in Pashas Emma, where the Pasuk says, Chamishim Yoim, and Chazal tells us it's only 49. And the Maya's up to Ostrovsky, you know why it says Abayim Yakenu? Because the Gavra Rabba is not a Talmud Chacham who knows how to dash in Pesukim, who knows how to say a good Shtikl Torah. A Gavra Rabba is somebody who has compassion on Eden. A Gavra Rabba is somebody who has Rachmanos on Eden and can take away a Makkah from Eden and can take away from 40 Makkahs to 39 Makkahs. Then it's the way we're saying now with the Rekach and the Mesh Chochma, there's no riot because then it could be the Izzedin Chamishin Yom, he couldn't bring a Pasuk in Pashas Emor. But whether his Kasha is a good Kasha or not, the limud which we have from there, especially in Yimei Sfira, when the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died, we can learn from the Ostrovsky Vort that one has to have compassion on fellow Yidden, whether it's in Ruchnias, whether it's in Gashnias, whether it's in any way what can help a friend and alleviate his pain, what he's having, we can take this limud from there. Yeah.